You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
A day before filing his nomination papers, Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Monday held a dazzling roadshow in his Varanasi Lok Sabha constituency and vowed to do a lot more to serve the holy city in his third term. Modi, who first contested from Varanasi in 2014 as BJP's prime ministerial candidate, is seeking a third consecutive term from the seat, where voting will be held on 1st June in the seventh and final phase of the Lok Sabha election. Surrounded by a sea of saffron, Modi's cavalcade covered a distance of 6 kilometers, after which he reached the Kashi Vishwanath Temple and offered prayers. On Tuesday, the Prime Minister will file his nomination papers after offering prayers at the Kal Bhairav Temple. Modi may also offer prayers at the Dashashwamedh Ghat on the banks of the Ganga around 9 a.m., a BJP statement issued in Lucknow said. The Prime Minister is also expected to take a dip in the Ganga River on the occasion of Ganga Saptami on Tuesday. Union Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will be present for Modi's nomination filing. A voter turnout of over 67% was recorded on Monday in the fourth phase of the Lok Sabha elections, covering 96 constituencies spread over 10 states and union territories, with scattered incidents of violence reported in West Bengal and Andhra Pradesh. West Bengal, where polling was held in 8 constituencies, again recorded an impressive turnout at 78.44%, the highest among states' UTs in this phase, closely followed by Andhra Pradesh at 78.25% and Odisha at 73.97%. Srinagar constituency in Jammu and Kashmir witnessed 37.98% voting in the first Lok Sabha election in the valley since the scrapping of Article 370, with the EC stating that it was the highest turnout in decades. According to the EC's voter turnout app at midnight, the overall voting in this phase was 67.70%. However, it said that this was an approximate trend as data from polling stations was still being collated. Israeli aircraft struck more than 120 Hamas targets throughout the Gaza Strip over the past day, the Israel Defense Forces said on Monday. The IDF said ground forces were battling Hamas in eastern Rafah, including on the Palestinian side of the Rafah border crossing with Egypt. Troops raided Hamas sites in the area, killing gunmen and locating rocket launchers and other weapons. Soldiers also seized weapons found in a school. Meanwhile, ground forces are also operating in the Jabalia area of northern Gaza, where Hamas is attempting to regroup. Several Hamas gunmen were killed in battles, and the Air Force struck targets including underground facilities and a building where operatives had gathered. Gujarat Titans became the third team to be knocked out of the Indian Premier League playoff race after their game against Kolkata Knight Riders was washed out on Monday. Rain and drizzle forced the umpires to call the first abandoned game of the season without a ball being bowled at 10:36 p.m. local time, 3 hours after the scheduled start. League leader Kolkata was assured of a top two spot in the playoffs. Gujarat, with one game left, joined Mumbai Indians and Punjab Kings to be eliminated. Shrikant, a biopic on visually impaired industrialist Shrikant Bola starring Rajkumar Rao in the title role, has raised 11.95 crore rupees at the box office in its opening weekend. Directed by Tushar Hiranandani, the film released in theatres on 10th May. T-Series, which has backed the movie in collaboration with Chalk and Cheese Films Production LLP, shared the box office update on its official X page. Shrikant follows the life of Shrikant Bola, an industrialist who fearlessly pursued his dreams despite his visual impairment, ultimately founding Bolland Industries. Also starring Alaya F., Jyotika, and Sharad Kelkar, the film is produced by Bhushan Kumar, Krishan Kumar and Nidhi Parmar Hiranandani.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.